Against Church Shopping by Mike Pullman, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. A survey by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life details just how fluid religious commitment is among Americans. The survey, however, only confirms what the casual observer of religion in the U.S. already knows. We are a fickle people when it comes to religious affiliation. Here's how the survey opens. Americans change religious affiliation early and often. In total, about half of American adults have changed religious affiliation at least once during their lives. Most people who change their religion leave their childhood faith before age 24, and many of those who change religion do so more than once. These are among the key findings of a new survey conducted by the Pew Research Center's Forum on Religious and Public Life. The survey documents the fluidity of religious affiliation in the U.S. and describes in detail the patterns and reasons for change. Responding to the survey, Time magazine's Amy Sullivan summarizes why some people switch religious homes. She says, "With all those options, choosing a church or mosque or synagogue or temple isn't just a matter of theology for many Americans. They might decide where to worship because they adhere to a broad tradition, like Protestantism, or because they are drawn to a particular denomination, subdenomination, or even an individual congregation. Or they might choose based on location or children's activities, or the quality of preaching or music or potluck offerings. The concept of church shopping itself is uniquely American. Our consumer-oriented culture has trained us to think choosing a church is like picking a cell phone plan. Find the one that meets all your needs while offering me the best deal. But choosing a church is not like picking a cell phone plan, or restaurant, or movie, or television show. It is one thing to switch from Coke to Pepsi because one of the two happens to be on sale, but quite another when we leave a church simply because one down the street has a better coffee bar in the foyer. In other words, choosing a church should be primarily a matter of theology. This requires a whole new way of thinking. A consumer-oriented mindset, by definition, holds weak loyalties to any one thing. The consumer mind must be ready to move quickly to the latest best deal or new thing. The theologically oriented mindset is strongly tied to a foundational doctrine and is not easily moved. The former is fickle and mobile, the latter is committed and grounded. So how do we begin to treat church unlike the way we determine what coffee to buy at Starbucks? Number one, recognize the consumer orientation of American culture. See it for what it is and don't pretend we're not living within it. Instead, we must learn to not be conformed to this world. Romans 12:1-2. The best way to do this is to set our minds on things above. Colossians 3:1-4. Through consistent Bible study, prayer, and fellowship with other believers. But it also requires shunning many of the fallen habits of the world. Discernment is needed. Number two, resolve to find a church based on matters of first rather than secondary importance. For example, what does the church believe about the gospel, the Bible, God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, church leadership? How these questions are answered should be what drives us to a particular local church, not how good the potlucks are on Wednesday night, as important as that is. Number three, persevere in your local church. The consumer will not endure faulty products, but the Christian is not called to a product, but to Christ and his church. And churches are flawed. Why? Because they're full of people like us. People being sanctified. As the apostle said, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect," Philippians 3:12. Indeed, we are a work in progress. So love, gentleness, forbearance, forgiveness, patience, kindness, etc., must be what marks us as we learn to live together in local fellowship. More could be said, but I am convinced that we have a tremendous opportunity to get the attention of our market-driven, consumer-oriented culture by modeling the very opposite behavior when it comes to the church. When fickleness is the norm, deep commitment will stand out like a shining star at night. When those people close to us see this devotion, they may even ask why, with all its flaws, we stay committed to our local church. And when that question comes, I pray we will have a reason far more powerful than, "We like the music on Sunday mornings." No, let us say, "The gospel is preached and lived out there. Why would I go anywhere else?" For further reading, check out Ministering in a Church Hopping Society by Josh Harris, or I Love the Church by Brian Borgman, and Your Christianity and Your Church by Mark Daver.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.